This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia, Germany, and Britain on Thursday urged countries in the Middle East to show restraint, and Israel said it was preparing to, quote, meet all its security needs in a region on edge over an Iranian threat to strike Israel. The German airline Lufthansa, one of only two Western carriers flying to Tehran, extended a suspension of its flights to the Iranian capital, and Russia warned against travel to the Middle East. Iran has vowed revenge for the April 1st airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus that killed a top Iranian general and six other Iranian military officers, ratcheting up tension in a region already strained by the Gaza war. An Israeli man who was arrested in Malaysia last month carrying six guns and dozens of bullets pleaded not guilty in a Kuala Lumpur court on Friday to charges of unauthorized trafficking and possession of firearms, according to his lawyer. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Malaysia police said last month Shalom Avitan was arrested carrying six guns and nearly 160 bullets. Authorities said the 38-year-old arrived in Malaysia mid-March from the United Arab Emirates on a French passport. They said officers arrested him late March at a Kuala Lumpur hotel with a bag carrying the weapons and that he produced an Israeli passport upon questioning. If convicted, Avitan could face up to 40 years in prison, as well as caning. Officials have said Avitan claimed he was in Malaysia to hunt down another Israeli citizen over a family dispute.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Authorities in the Russian city of Orenburg called on all residents to evacuate immediately on Friday due to rapidly rising floodwaters after major rivers burst their banks. This is VOA News. Russian soldiers who quit Vladimir Putin's war get no hero's welcome abroad, as asylum claims surge, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall asylum claims from Russians have surged in the US, France and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, but few are getting in. Russian soldiers present particular concern. Are they spies, war criminals or heroes? The AP's found out facing criminal charges in Russia, all but one live in hiding as they wait for a welcome from the West that hasn't so far arrived. They argue that helping deserters is in the West's own interest and less costly than shipping weapons to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis will take his first overseas trip of the year and his longest of his 11-year papacy, traveling to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore from September 2nd to the 13th, the Vatican said on Friday. The Asia and Oceania trip has been on the papal agenda for some time, but there had been doubts on whether the 87-year-old pontiff would embark on it given his increasing frailty and his record of skipping engagements due to health problems. His last international journey was a two-day stay in France in September. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday, aiming to send a clear message to Beijing that it must stop behaving aggressively against its South China Sea neighbors, White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara reports.
Ramped up aggression in the South China Sea with Chinese Coast Guard vessels deploying water cannons and performing other dangerous maneuvers on Philippine boats.
Any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
China's so-called gray zone tactics of intimidation, including ramming into ships, fall dangerously close to triggering the mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. Marcos did not publicly mention China, but couched his words in diplomatic terms often used to target Beijing. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of refugees crossed over the river frontier between Myanmar and Thailand on Friday following the fall of a strategic border town to rebels fighting Myanmar's military junta. Some said they feared airstrikes by the Myanmar military after the rebel capture of a town of around 200,000 people. Thailand's foreign minister said on Friday his government was preparing for the influx of refugees and urged the Myanmar junta to scale back violence. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.